Item 8 then, the pension for terms of reference.
There's no paper for this.
No.
Sorry. I've had to put the fan on, it's a bit crunky over this side, so sorry if it's too noisy, but I'm having a hot one. Again, we've talked about this previously in terms of the SIPFA guide for local pension boards, and we've said that we needed to review the terms of reference, not in the least because of the concerns that the board have in terms of whether this is constituted appropriately and whether it should be in the constitution, etc., etc. What I've started doing, and I'm a little of the way through but not very far through, is looking at some of the other terms of references from other pension boards across the country, access and non-access funds, to determine where we are in comparison with some of those.
Yeah.
I haven't got very far with that, but I will report that back in a future meeting. One of the, and there are also bits and pieces in here about what the terms of reference of the board should include in terms of board relationships, meetings, structures, operations, voting, employer selection and deselection of members, membership numbers, independent chairs, expenses, frequency and performance. So those sort of things that may be sort of a bit in our terms of reference at the moment but may not be quite as robust as they need to be. So my proposal is, over the next couple of months, I'll start looking at this in more detail, pull some track changes together, bring it back to the next meeting of the board where I can, to try and beef up our terms of reference, do the analysis of where we are compared to other boards, and put some changes in to strengthen our terms of reference to make it more operationally.
The SAB does have a suggested terms of reference, which I actually brought to a meeting 3 years ago and was rejected.
And also those terms of reference have been, there are reviews going on nationally in terms of reference. Okay. So we'll look at all of that and try and pull something together.
Okay.
Key things that we've talked about previously, and I think were also discussed at one of your informal board meetings, which Tracy shared some notes with me, and I've lost my notes, if those are here, around an independent chair. Currently our terms of reference do not allow for an independent chair, but that's quite a quick win to insert a clause into our existing terms of reference that say the board may appoint an independent chair should they need to do so. I think you've talked about it in your informal meeting. I've had a very quick, again, corridor conversation with Chris Ward about this, and he's happy to support the inclusion of a budget for an independent chair. There are a number of boards out there at the moment who have independent chairs, and there are others who are actively seeking an independent chair at the moment. So I've got recent job descriptions, role descriptions and adverts from Lincolnshire, Merseyside, Avon and the London Borough of Redbridge. So we can use this as a sort of template for pulling together a role profile for an independent chair and seeking an advert to get an independent chair. It looks like the average cost is around £6,000 to £7,000 per annum for a board chair, which is around sort of 6 to 12 days of attendance or engagement.
Yeah.
So if you're, well, first of all, the question is, do the board want me to progress further the inclusion of an independent chair in the terms of reference and start drafting up a role profile and draft advert for said independent chair?
I mean, I'm happy to. So, not that I don't like doing it, but I think somebody else will know far more than.
And again, this is not my considerations on this are not a reflection of how the board is operating at the moment.
It's external expertise.
To try and support all of us, really, around the room, to try and make sure that we're doing it properly.
We could be the vice chair, actually. We can put in the...
I mean, I think a lot of the externals have an independent chair, and then a vice chair is nominated from within the board membership. So that's nothing to stop us doing that.
Okay.
So if you're happy, we'll progress that as an action.
Yes, nothing. Okay.
And then the other thing is around, sorry, having the number of members that we've got on the board.
Yes.
At the moment, we've got four, two
mm-hmm.
and two. We have provision in our existing terms of reference for a maximum of eight, which would be four in scheme members and four employers. I think we've talked about previously increasing the membership to get one of each extra, one scheme member and one employer representative extra member. Do you want to actively progress that again now to take us up to get an increased number of members?
Well, I think it's sensible.
I think we need at least one more set.
Is there any queue of people wanting to come on?
No.
Not from the employer perspective, I think. From the scheme member representative perspective, I think currently our terms of reference say they will be nominated by Unison.
Yeah.
I think Unison have not necessarily got the number of people that could potentially, additional people could be interested.
Yeah.
So what I was proposing to do, just because at the moment the council is the largest active member body, effectively, is to seek expressions of interest from active council employees.
I was going to suggest open it up to all members, not just Unison members.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
Yes. No, but I think
I
that
don't
will
have
give
a
us
a
broader. But that does also mean that we need to seek an additional employer representative. Given the spectacular engagement with the Pension Fund Committee for seeking their fulfilment of their vacancy, I think it would be very difficult to seek another elected member representative to represent the council as an employer. So I would propose that I go to the Chief Executive and ask him to nominate a senior member of staff, appropriate senior member of staff, who would be interested to sit on the board as the employer representative to represent the council. I mean, the other alternative is I go back out to the external employers.
Well, that member would represent
all
employers, not the council.
Yes.
And that's something that they have to be clear, because I represent all members, not just Unison members.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's if you're happy for me to do that,
mm-hmm.
we will progress recruiting an extra scheme member and an extra employer member representative to sit on this board.
Yes.
I've got role profiles again from other funds who are doing this at the moment, Avon and Norfolk. So I'll take that out of the meeting and report back to you on progress.
Okay, lovely, thank you.
And the attendance ratios need to be adjusted, because it's three from four at the moment.
What we've spoken to, I spoke to the monitoring officer when we looked at this before, and she suggested that we retain the quorum at three, but that it becomes specifies
at least one
scheme member and at least one employer representative, and that the independent chair would not count towards quorum, because the independent chair will not be voting.
No.
So effectively be the independent chair and at least three board members, of which one must be a scheme member and one must be an employer.
I've seen that set up in a few other pension board terms of reference.
Yeah. So if you're happy with that, I'll move that forward.
Yes, lovely. Thank you.
The process of interview of selecting, could the board have any input into that for the chair sit on the panel?
You are obviously assuming that there will be more than one person that's interested.
But even that one person has to be interviewed to make sure they're suitable for the role.
There are selection processes out there, so what I'll do is I'll try and pull something together that suggests this is the way that we will take it forward, run it by you, and then make sure that you're happy.
And also on the process for selecting an independent chair,
I'll follow that through, and before I put anything out anywhere, I'll run it through the board members to just make sure that that's happy, that you're happy with that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I'm ridiculous. Yeah.
Have you got all the paper?
So item 9.